Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States, along with its international allies and partners, is committed to helping Mali return to democratic governance. Over the past 16 months, Malians have been subjected to a coup d'etat, a second military takeover of the government, and the further loss of national territory to violent extremist groups. Now Mali's transitional government is considering so-called assistance from Russia-backed Wagner Group forces in a reported deal that would cost Mali $10 million per month. In a written statement, State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States is alarmed by the plan, which diverts money that could be used to support the Malian armed forces and public services. The Wagner Group is believed to be financed and managed by Yevgeny Prigozhin, an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prigozhin is under sanctions by the United States, the United Kingdom, and the European Union. Wagner forces, said Mr. Price, which are known for their destabilizing activities and human rights abuses, will not bring peace to Mali, but rather will destabilize the country further. Mali's wealth, he declared, should benefit the Malian people and not be mortgaged to unaccountable foreign forces with a record of abusing local populations and undermining host nations' control over their own money. On December 13th, the European Union imposed sanctions on the Wagner Group for fomenting violence and engaging in serious human rights abuses in the Middle East, Ukraine, and Africa, a move that was welcomed by the United States. As spokesperson Price noted, countries that experience Wagner Group deployments within their borders soon find themselves poorer, weaker, and less secure. He pointed out that Mali's reported invitation to the Wagner Group puts at risk the contributions of more than 20,000 international peacekeepers and troops, all of whom are in Mali at no cost to the Malian people or the government. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called Mali a linchpin for future stability in the Sahel and has urged Mali to return to constitutional rule and democratic governance. The presence of rapacious outside actors like the Wagner Group can only delay and undermine that outcome.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.